Ublin says. It's not clear what we're waiting for, Sergeant Major.
I'm waiting for you to be truthful.
If I might stay, says von Rumpel. Sit. I'm sure if one of you were to call out instructions, the mademoiselle who looks like a giraffe will hear, will she not? The assistant director crosses and recrosses his legs. By now it is past noon.
Perhaps you would like to see the skeletons, tries the assistant director.
The Hall of Man is quite spectacular, and our zoological collection is beyond. I would like to see the minerals you do not reveal to the public. One in particular. Waiting, thinks von Rumpel, is a kind of war. You simply tell yourself that you must not lose. The assistant director's telephone rings, and he reaches to pick it up. But von Rumpel holds up a hand, and the phone rings 10 or 11 times, then falls silent. What might be a full half hour passes.
Gentlemen,
comes the voice.
Von Rumpel calls, We are fine, thank you.
The assistant director says, I have other matters to attend to, Sergeant Major. Von Rumpel does not raise his voice.
You will wait here,
both of you.
You will wait here with me until I see what I have come to see, and then we will all go back to our important jobs.
The assistant director says,
This is absurd, Sergeant Major.
Von Rumpel folds his napkin and places it back in the basket and sets the basket on the ground. He licks the tip of his finger and picks the crumbs off his tunic one by one. Then he looks directly at the assistant director.
The Lycée Charlemagne, is that right, on the Rue de Charlemagne?
The skin around the assistant director's eyes stretches.
Where your daughter goes to school.
Von Rumpel turns in his chair.
And the College Stanislas, isn't it, Dr. Hublin? Where your twin sons attend, on the Rue Notre-Dame des Champs? Wouldn't those handsome boys be preparing to walk home right now?
Hublin sets his hands on the back of the empty chair beside him, and his knuckles become very white.
One with a violin and the other a viola, am I correct? Crossing all those busy streets. That is a long walk for 10-year-old boys.
The assistant director is sitting very upright. Von Rumpel says,
I know it is not here, messieurs. Not even the lowest janitor would be so stupid as to leave the diamond here. But I would like to see where you have kept it. I would like to know what sort of place you believe is safe enough.
Neither of the Frenchmen says anything. The assistant director resumes looking at his manuscripts.
This is ridiculous, says Hublin.
His eyes roll like a frightened colt's.
This is not civilized behavior. Are our children safe, Sergeant Major? You have held the diamond. You have felt its power. A man of science, and yet you believe the myths. You believe in the might of reason, but you also believe in fairy tales, goddesses, and curses.
The assistant director inhales deeply.
Enough. Enough.
Von Rumpel's pulse soars.
Has it already happened? So easily.
He could wait 2 more days, 3, while ranks of men broke against him like waves.